Robert De Niro attacks Trump supporters, they have already turned their backs on democracy. By David Ng on October 12, 2023. With the Hollywood actor's strike sidelining him from promotional duties for his latest movie Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert De Niro has returned to his favorite side gig, badmouthing former President Donald Trump and his supporters. In a speech Wednesday for an event called the Stop Trump Summit, Robert De Niro told the audience to reach out to Trump's followers with respect, only to insult said Trump followers seconds later by claiming that they have already turned their backs on democracy. He also called Trump evil, adding that democracy won't survive if Trump is re-elected. De Niro's speech was part of the Stop Trump Summit in New York organized by The New Republic, the left-wing publication that has repeatedly attacked Breitbart News over the years. The actor didn't deliver the speech in person due to a case of COVID. The speech was read aloud by Miles Taylor, the Never Trump staffer who published an anonymous op-ed for The New York Times in 2018 declaring himself a part of the deep state resistance. "I've spent a lot of time studying bad men," De Niro's statement read. "I've examined their characteristics, their mannerisms, the utter banality of their cruelty. Yet there's something different about Donald Trump. When I look at him, I don't see a bad man. Truly. I see an evil one." The actor's repeated invocation of democracy is part of a larger demagogic pattern set by the Biden administration to paint any political opposition as a threat to democracy. De Niro's speech made no mention of Biden, under whose leadership Americans have been suffering from crushing inflation and a wide-open southern border that has allowed illegal aliens to pour into the country by the millions. The actor also made no mention of his hometown New York facing an unprecedented and catastrophic influx of illegals who are stretching the city's already bleak financial situation to the breaking point. He also omitted any mention of the unfolding global calamities in Israel and Ukraine, both of which happened after Biden took office. Killers of the Flower Moon, which opens in cinemas October 20, stars Robert De Niro alongside Leonardo DiCaprio. The Martin Scorsese-directed movie will stream on Apple TV Plus at a later, unspecified date. De Niro used the movie's splashy Cannes premiere in May to smear Trump's supporters as insane. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.